Good morning. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and you're listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio. And I'm joined, as every Tuesday, by
Klaus Stopi with Sentinel Sports.
And Klaus, you were up at the Region 5 wrestling
meet
this past weekend.
I was at the Southeast Region 5 Wrestling Championships in Juneau this weekend. I just got back Monday morning in the rainstorm.
Yeah, it was pretty bad yesterday. How did it go for Edgecombe and Sitka? Who are the region winners?
The big news is Mount Edgecombe won their fifth girls' region title in a row, and the boys won their fourth team championship in a row. And so that was cool. But then what was also cool is both of those teams also won the Boys and Girls Sportsmanship Awards. So they had a bunch of trophies with them on their team photos.
Okay. Before we start talking about the boys, and I know you brought back some interview clips with some of the wrestlers that could do well at state. Could you tell us a little bit more about Edgecombe and girls wrestling? What was the girls' competition like? How many schools brought girl wrestlers to the
regions? It's a wide pattern. There's not a lot of girl wrestlers in Southeast, but each wrestling team may have one or two. Ketchikan usually has five or six. Wrangell had four, I believe, this year. And what makes the girls different than the boys is the boys divide up into Division One. That's Ketchikan and Juneau. And then Division Two, which is all the rest of Southeast. The girls don't do that. The girls just go all together. And then when they go up to state, they're still all together. The sport's still taking off a little bit, but it's well received.
And I know Mount Edgecombe's Mike Kimber has been kind of spearheading the introduction of girls wrestling.
Yes, he has. And he's got a couple wrestlers, including his daughter, who are wrestling away at college right now. And that's a big accomplishment because it's not a junior college, and they're wrestling in NAIA, which is a big deal.
Okay. So the girls are unclassified, and there will be some girls from Edgecombe going up to state next week?
Mount Edgecombe will be taking, at 130 pounds, Mesa Brown. She won her weight division. 135-pound Bristol Charlie, she won her weight division, and she finished second at state last year, and I know she's been working this whole year. That same girl will be back, and she's kind of has her eye on her. At 145 pounds, Anya Pingak from Mount Edgecombe, she won. 160 pounds, Dakota Magnuson from Mount Edgecombe won her division. And at 189 pounds, Elena Pete won her division. And at 235 pounds, Maggie Miller won her division. So they kind of dominated this year. It was fun to see. Wrangell won a couple of the lighter divisions. Petersburg had a winner, so a lot of fun to watch.
Okay, well, good. I'm excited to hear that girls are getting traction in wrestling, and I guess kudos to Mike Kimber for sort of shepherding the sport and being committed to it as well. Let's talk a little bit about the boys. How did it play out again between Sitka and Mount Edgecombe?
Sitka took second place as a team, but the point differential was pretty huge. For girls, the top two qualify for state. For boys, it's the top three. So you get all these points built up. You know, if you finish a third place, you're going to get points for that. And Mount Edgecombe, they had a lot of wrestlers go to the tournament, and they scored a lot of points. Sitka's lone champion was at 140 pounds, and that's Jacob Gagne. He'll be going back to state, which is really cool because last year he got a concussion before regions, and he earned the berth to state by injury default. So he got an at-large bid, and you know, he was pretty weak. He hadn't been able to practice, and so he got knocked out in what they call the blood round, and that's the round right before you're ranked. So I think he's sitting at state. He's like ranked number two in the state right now, so
okay.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch him.
So he'll be going up at 140 pounds, and he's in good condition this
year.
He's
in good condition, and okay. He's a great teammate, which makes a difference too. But Mount Edgecombe at 119 pounds, Ethan Cook won. Mount Edgecombe at 130 pounds, Lloydie Ayoik won, and Lloydie's really fun to watch because he always has a huge smile on his face. He loves competing. 145 pounds, Leon Yvonne won, and Yvonne, what is fun about his match is he wrestles against Sitka's Gavin Hammock, and they have been going at it all year. It's just phenomenal to watch the two of them get after it on the mat. Very good sports. They help each other up, but they battle. The big news for Mount Edgecombe, of course, is their 285-pounder, and that's Haley Osborne. He's undefeated on the season. They've wrestled up north a couple times this year, and he's still undefeated. He's only a junior. He won state last year, so there's a lot of pressure on him this year going back up. He might be a state contender again.
285 pounds is as high as it goes. What do you think Haley Osborne's actual weight is?
You know, he looks like, and he's not overweight. He's a stocky build, and you would think he looks like 300 pounds, but he's actually, he's down to 170 something, I think, 175, 180. You know, he's a crab fisherman in the summer.
Okay, so he's wrestling at 285, yeah. But he's not really anywhere close to that.
No, I would have to say he's probably 30 pounds below, maybe, okay. And that's allowed, in, you know, if you're within a certain, at the heavyweight division.
Yeah, you know, wrestling is an individual sport, but it's got a great team dynamic sometimes. And I wanted to play just a clip from Coach Mike Kimber from Mount Edgecombe High School, Will Patrick from Sitka High, who's the coach there. And I think this is, I think it's Jacob Gagne. Maybe you can correct me when we get to the end of it. But they're talking about this, the rivalry between Sitka and Mount Edgecombe High School, which, you know, on the surface might look like a rivalry, but it's actually kind of a...
And I think to elongate on that, they were also talking about the overall Southeast rivalry, how it's so different than Anchorage.
Yeah. So let's hear what they have to say about it.
I got an opportunity to coach the little kids for several years, so all of the Sitka High kids, I all except for the new kids to town, I was able to coach when they were little, and it's nice to watch them grow, and I've got to be part of that and watch that. So that's part of what makes Sitka really good, and when I was coaching over there, the parents at Tsunami Wrestling were really welcoming to the Mount Edgecombe kids and invited them in and took care of them when they were over there helping their kids out.
The most important thing on the sports side, bringing Sitka, the thing that makes them the most unique is Edgecombe and Sitka's rivalry competition, but also friendship between the students and just the way we're able to push each other and have those home meets every weekend and get to wrestle each other all the time and make each other better. It's amazing. Not a lot of places in Alaska get in a town that's just as competitive and just as striving for excellence and success for their students as much as Sitka does with Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you just said. I know last weekend I wrestled Leon Yvonne from Mount Edgecombe, and he beat me. It was a good match, beat me 6-4. And later than that night, we had a nice short little conversation about possibly wrestling after state. And it's just something that you can look forward to. You're not going to get in a big fight. It's not like a rivalry that's going to turn ugly. It's just like, yeah, you want to beat them, but in the end, you're friends off the mat.
So that was Mount Edgecombe High School wrestling coach Mike Kimber, Sitka High wrestling coach Will Patrick, and Sitka wrestler Jacob Gagne. Mm-hmm. And kind of giving it away there that wrestling is a sport that, at least down in Southeast Alaska, it's a sport sort of among friends.
You know, and what we have noticed in the last couple years is, you know, unfortunately due to budget cuts, when we have these Southeast tournaments every weekend, a lot of teams don't, they have to pick and choose where they go. And so there's a lot of friendships that don't get brought through to fruition. I mean, they're there. Everyone knows everybody. But you miss that part. It used to be where everybody was gathering almost every other weekend, you know, and it was a great event to watch. And you know, wrestling still is always going to be a, when you have two athletes out there who are struggling so hard against each other, there's always going to be a mutual respect.
Okay. So, Klaus, you're headed up to state, to Anchorage for the state wrestling tournament. And I guess Gagne from Sitka and Haley Osborne from Mount Edgecombe are two of the wrestlers to watch.
Yeah, they'll be two of the I would say, favorites in the state. And Bristol Charlie also from Mount Edgecombe. She's one of the favorite girls. You know, I don't want to discount anybody out, though. I mean, it doesn't take much for, you know, wrestling's a lot like swimming in a way, in that you progress each week. And right now the guys are all resting up and getting ready to give their best performance.
Yeah, so. I guess the idea is to peak at state.
Peak at state.
For those folks who aren't following wrestling, I guess basketball is coming.
Starts this weekend. Yeah. Thunder Mountain will be visiting Sitka on Friday and Saturday, and Mount Edgecombe Boys and Girls will be going up north to play in the Grace Christian Tournament. Thunder Mountain Friday, 5:45 girls game, 7 o'clock boys. Saturday, 4 p.m. boys, 7 o'clock girls. It's hoops time as well as wrestling finishing.
Well, we're excited to hear all about it. I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director. I'm joined by...
Klaus Stopi, Sitka Sentinel Sports.
And you've been listening to Sentinel Sports on Raven Radio.